It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Happy Wednesday. So glad you are here. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. I want you to call us at 833-563-2539 and give your opinion on what you think about this. Nicki Minaj posted a poll online asking women if they should be the way their partners prefer. She then followed up the question by asking if there's a double standard in asking men to hit the gym and bulk up. I think she did more of that just to cover her butt. But I think it's an interesting question, and I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, that's body shaming. It's doing that. But is that really a bad thing if your significant other wants you to weigh a certain amount or look a certain way if it's for your overall health? Now, I would say if they want you to be like, hey, I want you to be really big, I'm into chubby people, that would probably be bad, and this is coming, if you didn't know, from a very big, obese guy myself. But, like, my wife gets on me every now and then. She's not like, all right, fatty, step on the scale. But my wife, Lindsay, is like, hey, how's it going? Like, are you sure we should be going out here? Why don't we have something healthier? So she's not saying, I want you to weigh set right. amount. But I think it's a good idea that my wife kind of does kind of comment or say how much I should weigh. Now, I think if the rules were reversed and I said, hey, Lindsay, what are you tipping the scales at? Like, ooh, we should take 15 off of that number. That may not be the best thing, but should your partner live, have a say in how much you weigh?
Well, what you just said, there's a huge difference.
Well, explain that then. What do you mean?
I mean, your wife is a very, like, average person. Your wife is, like, a skinny girl. So if you were to, like, come and be like, oh, we should take 15 pounds off or whatever. I mean, like, your wife could use 15 pounds or 20 pounds and be totally fine. But no offense, but you, it's like a health concern. So I think that's like not a fair comparison.
So you're saying if it's only a health concern, then your significant other would have the right, or even if it's a health concern, do they not have a right to say something about, hey, you weigh too much, you should lose weight? Is there ever a time acceptable that you can say something? 833-563-2539. I mean, is that a difference for you, Liv?
I mean, I think that if it's for a health concern, then yes, it's okay. If not, then like I don't think that's really appropriate. Now, I have a friend mm-hmm. who has a boyfriend, and her boyfriend said, if you were to gain 30 to 50 pounds, I'd break up with you. And she was so upset about this. And I was like, yeah, I mean, you have a reason to be. And his reasoning was that if you were to gain 30 to 50 pounds, then that means that you don't care about yourself anymore. You're not motivated. You're not taking care of yourself.
Is he
and
wrong?
Like, I want to be with someone that takes care of themselves and is motivated and whatever.
Is he wrong by saying that?
I mean,
Liv, if you put on 50
degree.
Pounds, if you put on 50 pounds, you don't think Joel Daddy would have a right to say something?
Just maybe be like, hey, like, is everything okay? Like, what's going on? But if he sees, like, the things that I'm eating and I'm not, like, and I don't seem like I'm spinning out of control or I don't seem like I'm, like, depressed or anything like that, then maybe not. But just because you gain weight doesn't always mean there's something deeper going on. I think, I mean, for me, I weigh, like, around, like, 125 pounds. Mm-hmm. 145 pounds is not heavy. That is not, I'm not, I would not consider myself like fat if I weighed 145 pounds. I'm 5'6". I mean, would I be thicker than what I am now? Yeah, obviously. But I don't think that that's cause for a breakup.
I don't know. Like, I think she's getting a lot of crap for this, but I think a lot of people actually would be agreeing with it, what she's saying. It's just, it doesn't sound right. It might hurt people's feelings if they actually said that. Pork chop, how would you feel if your significant other said to you, hey, you know what? If you put some more weight on, I'm going to have to break up with you. Or like, hey, I think you should weigh this certain amount. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, he's already, like, pretty much... Like, I've talked about how I want to lose weight before, and then, like, in the past, if I was, I don't know, let's say eating ice cream or something, you'd be like, oh, I see that's going real well.
Yeah, which, like, I think is okay. You know, holding someone accountable, if you're having ice cream once a month, that's fine, whatever. But in Joe's situation where he said his wife is sometimes, oh, should we really go there? Like, why don't we try to go somewhere healthier? Aren't you trying to lose weight? I think that's encouraging.
Oh, yeah. That sounds better than in my situation.
But I think there's a point, even though I know, and listen, people are going to get mad at me, and this is coming from the fat guy, but I think it is unfair to your partner if you marry them one way. Not saying you should have a perfect body. I understand, especially women, their bodies have the most damage done by having a kid. Totally get that. But if you just let yourself go, forget extreme medical conditions. I'm talking about you're just lazy. You like to sit on your butt, watch Netflix, and eat all the good food, which I love to do. That's bullcrap to your partner, and I think your partner has a right to say, hey, I didn't, you know, marry you this way.
I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah, I didn't sign up for that. You don't think so? I mean, am I totally wrong here?
I mean, there's a difference between being super lazy and just watching Netflix all day and then also, you know, just putting on like 10 to 15 extra pounds.
All right. Well, that's what I want to find out. 833-563-2539. Also on Facebook, we'll put that up there to search for Radio Now. And if you want to tweet us or DM us, it's Radio Now AM Show. Should your partner have a say in how much you weigh? It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. If you want to hit us up on social media, you can do it. Radio Now AM Show. Live the web, girl. What are we getting?
Yasmin says, I think if you're encouraging someone to lose weight and supporting them, that's fine. But it's their body. If they're struggling and you're degrading them, you're hurting your partner in the long run.
Yeah, but what if you got kids and they're unhealthy and then like they die and you're left with just you and the kids?
No, exactly.
Is that not being selfish in a sense too, though?
I don't think you need to be degrading about
though. Of course
and only
not.
This is only if it's a health concern. That's all I'm saying. Because here's the thing: you should. People are like, oh, okay, yeah, right. You should love your partner and your significant other for their character, their values, their personality, their morals,
okay,
the way they treat
right.
other people, and not so much about the outside. Obviously, you have to be attracted to them. There's an initial attraction. Then after you love them and after you know them, then you become attracted to just who they are as a person and not what's on the outside.
I don't believe that. I think my wife, Lindsay, is very sexually attracted to me, and that's it. She just uses me for my body. That's the only reason she loves me. Angie, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. What do you think? Should a partner have a say in how much you weigh?
No, absolutely not. I've been with my husband for a very long time. And a person can be really attractive on the outside. But if you're ugly on the inside, that's it. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. It's what's inside that counts.
Yes. Love it.
I don't think that your partner should have a choice in how you look, how you dress. If you want something like that, go find you a Christian Gray.
A Christian Grey.
Okay, Angie, let's say, though, that she found a Christian Grey and then you turned yourself into a Peter Griffin. I mean, like, you just let yourself go. Is that fair to that person? Like, because they had one thing, then they got another.
If he doesn't mind, then I guess it doesn't matter. It's what's on the inside that counts. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. I have raised my kids that way. You know what? It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. It's what's on the inside that counts.
All right, Angie. Thank you.
Andy has a super interesting perspective. He said, I was a male cheerleader in college, and we were taught never to discuss weight with the girls, because if you say you need to lose weight, they will become self-conscious and possibly develop a disorder. If you love someone, their weight should never be an issue. He then said, my wife and I both have gained 20 pounds in the past 3 years, and we are both still happy and in love. Heck yes, Andy. I love it.
See, I know a lot of people are seeming to be against Nicki Minaj on this one. She's the one that brought this whole conversation up. But I think she brings up a good point, and nobody likes to admit it, but I think it's true. It's just everybody's like, I don't want to get heat if I say this out loud, but I think the same thing.
But I think also, too, it goes both ways as far as like losing weight and gaining weight. I mean, I have guy friends that like thicker girls. They like a big butt and they like a big chest. And if their partner were to lose too much weight and lose and get a flatter butt or a flatter chest, they wouldn't be happy. And I don't think that's fair either.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggest downfall when women lose weight. A lot of times their boobs get smaller. Trust me, I'm sure that bothers them as much as it bothered me, my poor wife. I love you, Lindsay. I'm proud of you.